We live.
Oh, you heard man. It though?
Yeah.
Okay. We alive.
This is a very delicious talk.
Yeah.
What was it?
I feel laid back. I feel like I should be high.
Explosive. I am.
What was the name of the radio station?
Shit, my nigga Rich. Where's the track? Power 106?
No, the radio station that was on like the skits.
The what?
The radio station that was on the skits of the album.
W Balls?
Yeah.
Something like that. I forget.
Everybody's trying to get this shit. W-O's, W-O's.
Yeah, but this is W-O's. From that's explosive. That's from 2001.
Oh, yeah, but
not the Chronic.
Tomato,
it's not
tomato.
The Chronic is 2001.
It's, you know what I'm trying to talk about.
It's not tomato, nor is it tomato, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
You are a tomato. You are a vegetable soup.
Wow.
You lie still.
Everybody calls it the Chronic 2001. It is simply 2001.
But it was supposed to be Chronic Part 2.
No, it's 2001.
No.
It's like one of those things like where everything was 2000. Like in the year 2000, everything was, this, 2000, Big Mac, 2000.
When you said in the year 2000, I thought you were doing the Busta Rhymes ELE Extinction Level event.
Uh-huh.
When you said talking about how the end of the world is going to be 1999.
Oh, man, I love a song on there on that album. It's Busta and Ozzy Osbourne. They sample Iron Man.
I am Iron Man. You sound like that little thing off the Goonies, Baby Root.
No, that's Groot.
No, that's not Groot. Everybody,
play the song, you got it right
he
there?
He said, play my song.
Play my jam.
Play the one
jam.
I'm talking about.
Hey, remember that song I was telling you about? Play that one.
Play that one.
For real.
What was it called?
For real. It should just say Ozzy Osbourne.
It's called like We Want War or something like that.
What album was it on, though?
The very same album.
It wasn't on that one. I think it's on Anarchy. And you were wrong.
Damn, you just corrected me.
You have messed up the beginning of the pod.
Because it's flip mode. And it's not on that either. So we're not going to play that song.
It's going to
be here forever, Gary. He's like, okay, I have a mouth. I can make music with my mouth.
I'll save it, though. We're back. Yeah. Remember when this video came out and everything was super colorful? Mm-hmm. And that's when they were still doing like the fisheye lens shit.
Yeah, one of my favorite videos.
Oh no, this is when they had like the glow in the dark makeup. Mm-hmm. Hit you with no delay, and so what you saying, yo?
Yep.
Alright, well anyways.
It's not like you trying to ask for sex. If you really
if you really trying to holler at me.
Hey baby, if
you know, no, I'm not trying to get us copyrighted.
Welcome back. Alright, everybody, shut the fuck up. Welcome back to your new favorite pod. We are Off the Rails. That's a show with hot takes and no breaks. So strap the fuck in. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
And we are here. And it is episode, Gary said it was 21. I think it's 21. I think it's 22.
21.
Are we sure? Because I remember when I got the pod right, I said it was episode 20. And then I think we potted again after that.
No, I have two episodes in the chamber.
Damn.
Why
telling them? Snitch.
Yeah, so... We good. Trust me. It's 21.
Right. I always think about the very little loyal listeners that we have, and they listen to the pod like, man, that shit happened weeks ago.
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
No, I'm just thinking like, I'm thinking like them. Whenever I go back and listen, like, didn't the Lakers already out the playoffs?
If they are loyal, then they would know it at this moment.
It's lit in here, huh?
Goddamn right it is. Are we back?
So, due to that last episode, just a little inside baseball.
Game changers.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have one in a second, but don't interrupt me while I'm fucking speaking. Thank you very much. Now you made me curse. And so I deleted our Laker talk from the last podcast. That's why there's no intro.
Look at you go, producer.
In that podcast.
Look at you go.
But
why?
It sounded bad in the audio.
Because it's old news.
Yeah.
And we don't usually
I could understand if it was in the middle of the pod. You would want to not do it.
Function.
Yeah.
Over fashion.
And we're starting with sports. Old sports at
Hold on one second. What the fuck are you saying?
You heard me.
You gonna let that slide?
What did he say?
It was function of a fashion.
Yeah.
He's fat. He's fat? That what you said?
How you say he's a fascist?
Oh, no, no. You didn't. I know. Go, Ricardo. Say the word. Say, I know he wouldn't say.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
Say
I'm
it.
Fat. Ah, there he goes. almost caught me slipping.
I knew it. You almost said it full, too. One of y'all almost did.
Not the stupid ass sour patch in my mouth. I almost gave him the full. Yeah.
So,
hard.
In honor of not cutting you off, you were saying that you cut it off because of just consistency.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And I felt like the pod flowed better.
Laker talk.
Yeah, Laker talk. Speaking, no, we're not starting with sports.
Well, we already might as well segue.
No, that was the whole point of him cutting at the last pod.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody wants to hear about sports just yet.
Okay.
Okay. So
when will they want to hear about sports?
I mean,
when it feels right.
There's nothing with sports. There's nothing with sports right now except like trade talk.
Yeah, trade talk.
There's nobody showing up to the Pride at the Dodger Stadium. Did you see those stands?
Oh, really?
No, but I was driving.
Did not see that. That actually happened?
Crazy. Yeah, so there was a Pride event at the Dodger Stadium.
I knew that, but damn.
And, you know, they're dancing around on the field for their rollout. And then there's nobody in the stands. Like, there's literally people sprinkled around the stadium.
I'm surprised the internet didn't go wild with
sprinkles.
The fact that you smiled about saying that is disgusting.
Yo, but the funny thing is, I was driving back from downtown over the weekend, and I did see that some cholos got under the freeway, and they wrote, "Fuck Pride Month." I thought that was the funniest shit to tag.
Clip it!
They're like, "Fuck Pride Month, fool. I'm going to tag that shit down. Watch out."
You got to remember that Gary is the one that like edits things. If you ever do him dirty, he's gonna he's gonna clip the shit out of that.
Fuck Prime Month. Fuck Prime. Fuck Prime Month. Make it easier for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. No, but yeah,
clip it.
It's just a funny thing to tag under the freeway. Yeah. Not even their gang. He didn't even put his initials. Nothing. He didn't put little Chucky. Not a goddamn thing. Just fuck Prime Month.
Did you go ahead?
No, go ahead. If you're
After you.
Please.
Don't embarrass me.
I was just kind of just segueing off of like people commenting. What the fuck was that dude talking about when we were having that jaw talk? Was he just talking and talk?
Jaw talk.
That comment that we had on Ricardo's Instagram page.
Oh, that you'd know that better because I don't remember the comment.
The comment was. Y'all grown.
We're men. We're better. We should be better for this because something like that. Something along the lines.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You.
It was just some weird. Like, there was no reason. Like, I understand if, because sometimes one of us says something out of pocket. Yeah. But there was nothing. It was literally a bit. It was bits doing his bit.
Yeah.
And you know what I think it was? I think it was when Gary was like, "That's why I'm Usher's mom." Jaw's mom.
Yeah. I feel
fuck
that. I feel like that comment was also kind of generic enough to be a bot. Like, it's not.
It just
sounds, we got bots?
It just
made it.
Stupid as fuck.
I get bot comments all the time on YouTube. Like,
send us your reel here.
Yeah, all those. Yeah.
Yeah, those are definitely bots.
Yeah.
Bot talk.
And I got one the other day on YouTube, and it said, WTF is this? And I'm like, dog, this is a pod. I answered. It's a podcast. What do you mean?
I like how Gary knew it was a bot and still was like, "Well, it's somebody I got to talk to."
Yeah,
he's lonely that day. He's like, "Fuck, let me just talk to this bot real quick." Because
you're supposed to engage.
Bot talk.
You're supposed to engage
AI
not AI, but anybody who comments if somebody comments, you gotta engage. You gotta like their comment. You gotta get your engagement up.
Gary likes engaging with the fans. I get it. I love it.
You're supposed to get your views up. I mean,
hey, you do. Hey,
you're
doing. Man, you engage with all the bots you want, all the Autobots,
Decepticons, Predacons,
Lexicons,
Lexicons.
Is it cons or cans? Cans or cons?
Cans of seven.
Y'all watch that Beast Wars yet?
No, I wanted to.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you too because of Father's Day just passing.
That's
right
what
now.
You were gonna Optimus watch Primal? On That's what you were gonna watch on Father's Day and
Autobots.
It was actually a pretty good movie.
Roll out.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good movie. I enjoyed
Without
it.
Without me, he didn't even take his dad.
I actually went that very same night by myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dad, what theater do you frequent?
AMC Century City.
Okay.
Why you go all the way over there?
It's not a bit. Because the other nearest one is Del Amo, same distance.
Del Amo!
I like it because it's just more...
Del Amo just reminds me of... What's that movie? Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown, they're in Del Amo.
They are.
At the Del Amo shopping
center. They are. Yeah.
It's a stop and shop.
What the fuck happened to you? You used to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Shoots
him in the stomach.
That was a great movie, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pam Grier.
Mm. Oh, Pam fucking Grier, bro. She's a fucking...
Shout out to David Allen.
Dime and a half.
Yeah. Dag.
Yeah.
I like when the Twitter posts her old pictures with her titties out. I'm like, God damn, look at Pam Grier.
Pam Grier was a fox.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
No, but what's the white girl's name in there, too?
I forget, but She's like
Pussy Galore.
Judy Dench.
There was a no.
Don't like Judy Stench.
Not at all.
Not talking about.
Not at
no,
all.
No, but she's like.
She's really ill now. She looks fucking.
Jodie Foster. No, it's a name like that.
Yeah, I think
it's a name for sure.
Jodie Dench.
No, we'll find
Harvey
it.
Harvey Dent.
We'll find it. Don't worry.
I know who it is. It's Ralph Bambusa.
Oh, he got me.
Why do you not?
Oh. He's such a dick.
He hates
when I do it before him. That's why. If he would have done it, no. It would have been great.
All you have to do is just follow along, dude.
No, I fuck up because I always forget who you are.
I catch him.
You're Johnny Bambusa.
Yeah, you're Ralph. I'm Johnny, and then his rookie.
Yeah.
Rookie Bambusa.
It's Bridget Fonda, the one you're talking about.
Bridget Fonda,
but she looks terrible now, bro.
Damn.
Why are we judging this old?
I think she has like an
white
illness.
Lady.
I think it was Ricardo who sent it in a group chat. Let's not
hearken on her illness and let's go back.
Let's hearken on her today.
let's not hearken on.
You know what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about.
We're not going to put it
Dench.
On the pod.
And her titties.
It's Madam Judy Dench. I'm sorry. Hold on. It's
Errol
Dame Judy Dench. It's Dame.
That's the wrong. It's Dame Judy Dench.
It's Dame Judy Dench.
Daughter.
This is the one I'm talking.
It's
about.
It's that Dame Judy Dench.
Yeah.
It's that she goddamn like, Dame Judy Dench.
But you know why I said it was an illness? Because Christina Applegate is now ill. But
yeah, what the fuck are we talking about right now?
Well, I'm just trying to go on tangents to keep.
Wait, Christina Applegate is ill.
She's sick. Yeah. You haven't seen. So there's. There's newer images. I'm not going to Google that, but you can Google it if you want. But she has an illness that prevented her from continuing the show she's doing that I forget what it is.
Mary,
but she's gained a lot of weight, and it's like she can't help
it. Didn't she have cancer? Like breast
no,
cancer?
No, no.
She had breast cancer, though?
You're probably right, but I forget what the actual name of the illness was. But it basically, like, she can't control her weight, bro. And she can't really walk.
Anyway, I can't control anybody, my
levels. Anybody with illnesses... blessings. Like, I hope you get better. This is how I want.
Son.
Yeah, well, I want people to get better. And I want you to stay ill as a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Be ill, son.
Yeah, ill, son.
Why you wish illness on me, man?
Ill.
She has MS. That's what she got.
She got what?
Nah, MS.
Oh.
La Mara nunca para. Damn, I'm sorry.
She got Microsoft.
This motherfucker said, anybody who's ill, I just want to send blessings. And then
he said, you said it so good, too. I wish I had that voice, right? He's like, oh, anybody. You sounded like that dude that talks astronomy.
Squidward and what's it, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah. All right, let's stay there. Y'all heard about the submarine? Since you said Squidward,
we're going under the sea. We're going to that pineapple under the sea.
Yeah.
All of them fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since you said Neil deGrasse Titanic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, man.
I'm with you.
Titanic.
I appreciate that.
Whoa,
oh, it's man. Johnny Barbosa. Yeah. Hey, you know who's back? It's his brother Johnny.
It's me.
I love that it's so low.
Anyway. Anyway. It's low like that submarine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so that submarine.
It's only 2 miles low, by the way.
That's it.
And that's the...
I can run that shit a half hour.
They can't find it.
You just start running to the surface. They'll make it by sundown.
Have you guys heard swimming. Of the possibilities?
Don't they know there's mermaids under there? All they gotta do is call Haley Bailey, or what's her name?
Haley Bailey?
Yeah, Haley, I think you're right.
Haley and that Chloe. Is her name.
Yeah, it's Haley Bailey. But
that's her last name. Middle name and Chloe last name.
Terrible.
That wasn't supposed to be funny, but it was.
But it was. And you guys are laughing.
First name, greatest. Last name ever. Holy shit. Anyway, what were we saying?
You were talking about the submarine.
Oh, yeah.
So what are the possibilities? What's going on with it?
All right, so.
Zero. They did.
No, but what could happen? What happened?
As of today, they still have 12 hours of air left. Well, this was like 6 hours ago. Yeah. So
I saw a video, and I think there's a couple possibilities that they think. No, there's three.
There you go. Yeah. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
They think, one, it's just floating somewhere on the surface, came back up, but just floating.
I don't like that one.
But they're like, no, probably not, because they would have found it by now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Two, because of the pressure from how deep they were, the sub exploded or imploded, and they all got crushed and died. Mm-hmm. Three, they're trapped inside the Titanic.
Ooh.
And, I like that one.
And they're unable to get out. The only way to get them out would be to destroy the Titanic.
So they're in a submarine called the Ocean Gate, or that's the name of the company.
Yeah.
And it's a small submarine. They paid...
It's a 6-inch.
Yeah. They paid an abundance amount of money to get into this submarine. And, like, supposedly, there's no bathrooms. It's so small. Like,
there is sort of a bathroom, but it's just like not ideal.
It's like a tour bus. They can't like shit on the tour bus.
Exactly.
Shit in the submarine.
I know we got like another week down here. Yeah. Do not shit.
It's so hot in here. Do not open that window.
If you need shit, go outside.
Yeah.
So he just opens the door. They immediately get crushed and die.
What's crazy to me is that you're a billionaire and you have still a makeshift little pod.
Did you see what they're using?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so, like, to control it, they use that Logitech.
Yeah.
I used to have Logitech speakers. However, Logitech has come a long way since I had Logitech speakers.
Not according to that submarine.
Those joysticks probably trash.
Yeah.
Probably can't play Madden.
I just think if you have that much money,
yeah,
and you're going to do something that dangerous, apply your wealth.
Get on the floor!
So there's another
finish him.
There's another possibility that I saw. So there was this guy on TikTok who like even got picked up by Barstool.
Mm-hmm.
And his
how heavy was he?
Well, no, I'm saying like his theory.
I know.
Yeah. No, you need me to spell theory for you?
Retard.
Biecan.
So his thing is like he follows sharks. he has a shark app.
A shark app?
Yeah. And these sharks, what's like it called? So it's called Shark App. and like his theory is that a megalodon has eaten this
submarine.
And that's a theory I like. I liked it the most because this shark app sees where the sharks are going. Like, it's a shark tracker. Sorry. So it's a shark tracker app, and he's tracked these sharks that is supposedly a megalodon or a big ass shark. And it's been where that submarine vanished.
Is this
by the Titanic?
Is this guy Jason Statham?
No.
Okay.
No. Why would he? Oh, Meg.
Got well, because picked up by Barstool. So.
Keep up.
Yeah, he didn't even get the Barstool joke. So he thinks a Meg ate this motherfucker. Yeah. But Megs are supposedly extinct, right?
Yeah.
So he's essentially looking for Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. No, but I don't know if he tracks all the sharks, but it seemed like he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, even like a big thing like Barstool Sports picked him up, you know?
A lot of media outlets are picking this up. Like, I was thinking about that earlier today, how like there's a lot of shit you see online that comes on your timeline, but it's never really that big of a deal until like it reaches like group chats.
I don't think they're going to find this thing.
No. Oh, no, it's gone.
It's gone. I think those people, RIP, I'm sorry, but...
As advanced as we are in technology, like, if you guys really cared, and being at the heart, he is a billionaire, the funds would be used for the most, you know, advanced technological things to find somebody, and they haven't found him.
Yeah. Yeah.
What creeps me out about this thing, and is what always creeps me out, and just the things that I've learned with this is... We only know, I guess, what, maybe 10% of the body of water. Like, we don't know what goes on like, 90% of the body of water.
Under the sea?
Yeah. Like...
Hey, girl.
Or shit like this be happening, I'm like, there goes the underwater society. Yeah. Like...
Atlantis?
I don't know what's under there, bro, but there's no way we don't know 90%.
I think there's probably gizmos and gadgets galore.
Where? Down in... I get it.
You here?
No, I'm here. I'm just...
I'm too quick for him right now.
No, I'm just picking up all the sounds that Mike's doing. Mike is banging that. Mike is hitting the mic. And it's just like throwing me off.
If you see something, say something. Didn't you hear about that? About somebody, people getting hurt? 9/11? You see something, say something.
Yeah. I mean, I was like 11 years old on 9/11.
Well, you fucking, how old are you? 30-something now? Tell me, dog. I'm sitting here years old. Distracting you from
you good- are distracting me with all your noises.
Come on, man.
Come on, stop. Don't do it again.
You guys all right, man? Y'all tripping. Anyways, what were we talking about?
We're talking about a megalodon in the submarine.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't know. I think that there, anything that can exist does exist.
I don't think it has to be. I don't think
it had
to be.
That's where I stand.
I don't think it had to be a Meg.
Nah.
I think it could have been a regular sized shark. They said this shit is the size of a minivan.
Yeah.
So it could have just been a big ass shark.
Or a fucking pod of sharks.
Yeah.
Or an orca whale. Mm-hmm. Or a big blue whale.
Is it a comedy pod?
Is it us?
Are we street sharks? Imagine. Remember street sharks?
And bring them on in.
Street sharks would be
it's
dope.
This size. It would be this size of a submarine, right?
No, smaller, no,
this
I
is,
think.
This is bigger than a minivan.
All right.
Just us. Dude, if this was the space we was in a submarine, I'd be like, yo, let's pot.
Yeah, let's take where do I shit?
What else exactly. We got?
Especially me.
Yeah, we got nothing but time. No, we actually only have 50 hours.
No, but I shit a lot too, Mike. So don't get me wrong.
It's okay.
Okay, so here's
stop banging that can.
Yeah, thank you. You saw my hand go up quick. I was like, fuck. It's like a force of habit now. God damn it. You gotta move this shit somewhere else. Why are you giving me this little table, dog? God damn it.
There's another question I wanted to bring because of the sub. So, would you prefer a free sub, let's say a foot long, or a ride in a submarine?
Give me a fucking sandwich.
Or yellow submarine vinyl from Target.
Or... substitute teacher on a Friday with the Santa Claus DVD in hand.
Where did I hear about this substitute teacher? Oh, it was on Kill Tony. That's a dollar.
That's
he was telling his jokes and they were doing the interview part. He was a substitute teacher and they asked him why he got fired from his job. You saw that?
I did.
And it was because he was doing stand up for the children. They were teens
okay.
In high school, and they were giving him shit, so he started cursing. He got fired. But yeah, would you like substitute teacher instead?
Like subs.
You like sub days, huh?
I love them.
Yeah. I remember I did a Bill Cosby impression on a sub day.
You did?
I was drunk as fuck.
You fucking drugged them girls?
I was drunk.
Let's see how I went. Give us a little taste.
Here you go, little girl.
What happened was,
you take the clonopin up and you put it in the pudding.
It was Helen's birthday. Shout out to Helen
Keller.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was Fairfax, and I was drunk. And the sub came in for third period.
You used to be drunk all the time with Jimmy and shit.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm I'm
drunk
out
talk, you. Drunk talk.
I'm outing you.
That's a terrible narrative.
Wait, oh yeah, you know what? Actually, you did. You was.
You had the backpacks. You, Jimmy, I'm Kevin.
Done. I'm not even gonna. Fuck it.
Here.
take, Here, take Helen. The narrative. Take no, the narrative. No, 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 no.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. For all intensive purposes.
Excuse me. You want to run that back? Run that back, Turbo. It is. For all intents and purposes. Is it ill?
Who drunk, Mike?
Yo, Mike, Gary's all fucked up today.
You know this Laughing Larry's Golden Ale is a 10% beer?
Is it fucking 10% laughing gas? Because your ass is goofy.
You know what's so funny is that when he posted it, he was so fucking happy that he found a fucking can that had his name on it.
Yeah.
He posted Laughing Larry's.
You know I gotta buy it.
It's I.
Oh, what I gotta do with the Deep Voice? Laughing Larry's.
Oh, I didn't even tell you about that limited edition Kit Kat I saw today. Churro. Churro Kit Kat.
Did you buy it?
I did. I ate it though.
How was it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw they got the churro like ice cream, dryer's ice cream or some shit like that. That's limited.
Appropriation. Is that appropriation?
That's appropriation.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
So let's say you were stuck in that submarine.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'll get the sub instead. No. Look, I'd probably take the submarine ride because I like experiences.
I did love the submarine ride at Disneyland.
Oh, RIP to that.
That's not there anymore.
Last time you went to Disneyland?
Fucking years ago.
You're not a Disney adult?
No.
That's weird as fuck, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So
I don't have no kids. I don't like lines.
I hate lines. Get
Except Elber's brother. That's my guy.
Get your fast pass.
Why? Because he had the cocaine. You know what kind of lines we're talking?
That's his name. Wow. You got cocaine
now. Why even ask why his name is Lines? You know why his name is Lines.
There's only two reasons why your name is Lines. What is the cocaine? The funny one is you like Lions.
The funniest.
Might as well call him Bolsita.
The funniest part of this is his name is Lines, but he don't do any, like, he's hardly drinks. Yeah, he hardly drinks. He just writes lines.
He just does a lot of waiting.
Yeah.
What do you mean he writes lines? Like, he raps?
Writes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Like, just one-liners?
Yeah. No, like, you know, he graph.
Like how, Colonel?
He does graph?
Why did the chicken cross the road? The oldest trick in the book.
Elmer's like, oh, there goes Lines again.
The oldest joke in the
book. Oh, Lines doing his thing.
Yeah. He's like, Elmer, aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
For the hilarious every time, for the 100th time.
He just throws a fucking peel.
And I don't know Elmer. I gave Elmer.
I thought Elmer throwing tomatoes at him. The house is just full of fruit.
Tomato.
Don't ever do that again.
That's a great callback.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Hey, wake up.
All right, so why do you guys think that this submarine is such big news this week?
Because there hasn't been a lot of shit going on. Yeah, yeah. Last week, too, I was kind of happy we didn't pod because, not happy because I miss you guys anytime I don't see you, but. Damn.
Lars.
Like no. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Mm. You don't like Fleetwood Mac?
Baby. Doesn't that make you gay?
Well, no, because I do miss you guys. I think about, like, yo, cutting ties sometimes, and I'm like, nah.
Cutting ties? Wait a second.
I appreciate that so much.
You know how they say, like, you see shit in slow motion? I heard that shit in slow motion. He was like, cutting ties. Like, I almost fainted right now.
But my seed
has cold. My ass groove.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
As a person who has actually had that thought, shit. I appreciate that line. There was really a time where I was like, I could just not talk to these niggas no more.
Fuck. That's never crossed my mind.
Not you guys. I'm talking about
friends. Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking about everybody in a, like, and years ago, I used to think that way.
Fuck, I was like, damn, he hates us.
No, not this one. I'm used to you guys.
What about me? Just me?
No. No, I can never think of one person solely. If I ever thought that way, it would be like everybody.
I could mad people if I don't give a
fuck. You are such a nice person because you even texted me on Father's Day. And I'm not a father, but you texted me and you said, you know, like, it wasn't no pity shit. It's just because you care.
Yeah.
Hey man, I know you got sperm, and it might eventually be put to use.
So hopefully one of them swimmers can swim.
I just want to be
not
first.
Like those some fucking submarines.
Somebody, I know swimmers can swim. Except for five people stuck in a submarine.
I told them that. I said,
pull it up.
I said, dog dads need love too. Happy Father's Day, bitch.
Yeah. No, but that's beautiful. Like all day, I'm over here. Well, Esco get you. I'm all day. I'm wishing. Fuck Esco.
Yeah, that's my baby.
That's my baby.
That's my dog. Everywhere I go, he follows me.
Same old ho. I said same thing about Bean.
Yeah.
Man, fuck Bean. Then I'm like, oh, nah, that's my little guy, man.
No,
shout out to Bean. Probably sick right now.
All day, I'm wishing people Happy Father's Day. Yeah. And then you know, it's like. Oh,
where's
shit.
My celebration?
Nah, I'm
hey,
not
shout
a
out to my godkids who missed the call. Every year I would get a call. Now I didn't get a call all of a sudden.
Damn,
I see how it is.
Don't fuck with you no more.
Hey, yo, honestly,
they're older.
Honestly, they don't, bro. The older they get, the more I'm just like uncle. I used to be like papa. Now I'm uncle for sure, for sure.
Well, I'm sure they still love you.
Well, they do.
And you know, it's just that age.
Yo, Mike
where,
ain't cool no more.
Where... I mean, sorry, but you say you're kind of dealing with it. And it's not you right now. Like, right now, you're still there. But there's going to be a certain age where it's like... And you have so much distance between them and you. You know, so there's going to be, like, a time where they're going to come back, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not...
It's it just always like, works that way, doesn't it?
The thing is, like, you always say things like you're not bothered by things, but you there are days where you are emotional and you do feel it. But it's only... It's just how time is. Mm-hmm. Like... You always tell him like, "Yo, you'll be all right," but no, you miss him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn, he gonna cry in the car.
He gonna cry in the car. He gonna say, "I don't want to talk about it right now."
No, because they didn't even call me, so I must be an uncle now.
That's how you feel, bitch.
Yeah. Yo, snuff him.
Yeah, people can't talk about their feelings.
Nah,
see how it is. Call me again, bitch.
snuff him like Elon will do Zuckerberg.
I'm trying to stop you from crying, man. I'm just trying to help you out, player.
Nah, so who you got?
First of all, I think Elon will win that fight. I'll say that.
Facebook versus Twitter.
No, I'm just talking about.
Are you saying that solely because of size?
And they both like.
Because they both study things, I think, a form of fighting.
Well, all rich people got hour a week that to fucking roll around.
When you think about it,
here's
though,
the cool part.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to tell you guys, here's the cool part about this fight. Is it's not. Just Mark Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk. I think Mark Zuckerberg is a robot, like a T-1000, and then I think Elon is an alien. So it's like Alien versus Predator up in this bitch.
I don't know why.
Better than what I wrote.
I hated it. You loved it. Better than what I wrote. Oh, wait. Better than what I wrote.
You know what I mean? So this fight could be like the one that ends the world. And I still got Elon. I think aliens are stronger than robots.
I just think it's I don't consider it a threat.
When you just have a lisp right now?
I always had a lisp.
It's not like you said, I don't consider it a threat.
I've always had one. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know you were Sylvester this whole time.
Yeah, man.
Fuck man, fuck a tash.
I don't when you see the billionaires, I don't ever take it seriously when they're like
no, I was mad at him, not because of what he said, but because the joke was right there. And you didn't joke. Say, nah, I can't even.
Nah, do it. Now I gotta
suffer Zuckerberg. It was right there, man.
Sorry.
I know, but it was right there. I didn't want to.
Shooters will shoot.
It was there. He would have said it. You know, you would have said that shit.
I just didn't see it.
And you know, you would have took
you
that shot.
You would have took that shot.
No, you would have took that
the
shot.
Oh, you? Man, you used to be beautiful.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm washed. Nah, it's cool. I'm washed. Go ahead.
It's cool.
Mike, one of them. Continue your story.
Give me one of them tropical motherfuckers,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, these game changers, bro.
Come on, give me one of them fucking tropical punches.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
I don't take them seriously when they do all this, like, training. Like, I feel like if put in an actual serious situation, all that training would be for nothing and they wouldn't be able to perform.
They're not fighting anybody, man.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But it'd be fun to watch. And if they did, who do you got?
If they actually fought?
Yep.
You know what? I like the underdog. I think Zuckerberg will take Elon.
Gary, you didn't make a choice.
No, I got Elon. I'm team Elon.
Elon's a big guy. Elon's probably got some training down. But, like, I don't know, man. I feel like Zuckerberg will Elon will probably outsmart this motherfucker.
Nah, Elon's gonna have somebody controlling his mind with like that Neuralink shit.
God damn it!
Like if they're playing Tekken, they're just gonna fuck him up.
What's cis and cisgender?
I have no idea.
Because those are slurs on Twitter now, according to Elon.
Cisgender is a slur?
Yeah. What does it mean, Michael?
I have no fucking clue, but we can Google it, buddy.
Let's Google it. Keep talking. Because I don't know what it means. I don't know if I'm offending anybody by saying it. However, I was told by a gay person once that...
Just once?
Yeah, because...
The only time you saw a gay person?
Here we go.
Okay.
Cisgender. Denoting or relating to a person whose gender identity corresponds with the sex registered for them at birth.
And
not transgender. Sentence. This newfound attention to the plight of black trans folks by primarily cisgender allies is timely and necessary.
I still don't know what the fuck it means. The fuck? Yo, in English next time.
As I'm reading, I'm like, hopefully they get it because I don't know what the fuck is going on, bro.
I won't say it then. I won't say it ever. Yo, y'all got it.
Are we cisgender?
Basically, whatever gender you are now is the same as what was presumed for you at birth.
Whatever. Get them cis taken care of.
Yeah. Get all them cis removed.
Yeah. Like, yo, you got abscess.
Yeah. Yeah. Gary went to CYS.
You got abscess. And if he was absent, it was all the sense.
It's CIS, but Gary went straight to CYST. Like, get them cis taken care of, doctor said.
you know, like, it's kind of like dropping an M-bomb, or it's kind of like, it's a slur if you call as a straight male, a homosexual male, a cis.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. I'm trying to be politically correct.
Homosexual.
Should I say homo thug? What should I say?
Might as well, because our pod is not politically correct. I don't know why y'all protect yourselves.
I'm trying. I like condoms, especially during gay sex.
It's the only time I use them. What?
That shot had some ammo. That shot... That came with something in there. Had a little
came?
You had a little paprika on that shot, huh?
Paprika?
Yeah. There we go. Are we here now?
Are we in sync right now?
Yeah.
Do we have cyst?
Yeah, insist.
I think we're insist. I still think we're using that wrong. Maybe we should Urban Dictionary it, and it might give us a little better.
What? Yeah. I think he did Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, really.
Was that Urban Dictionary?
No, I did the actual. And then I did another meaning that was more lame, and y'all still didn't get it?
Nah, we lames, fool.
Y'all lame. Anyway, let's not all three of looking at the same time.
Speaking of cisgender.
Yeah.
Did y'all see Sam Smith? I don't know if he's...
Was that him?
I don't know. No, he's biggie.
Bro, he got big, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was
more that. Like Ham Smith.
But you that... Sorry. If you're that...
Can big, we... No, don't... That'll be rude. What? He's been working on that.
What?
Ham Smith.
Ham Smith.
Good job, Ricardo.
Thanks, man.
I'm sorry about him.
I would have caught it.
I apologize for him.
It was more like Ham Smith.
Hey,
you stupid.
Okay, I apologize.
Anyway, that boy big.
Yeah. No, but he. Why would you crowd surf?
You stink and you ugly and you broke.
Why would you crowd surf?
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I think like if I had a friend who was a performer, like
I want to crowd surf.
Would people actually?
I get
catch
it.
Me.
No, but I get it. I want to crowd surf right? so
try.
Much.
Like Action Bronson's got two big dudes as his friends,
mm-hmm.
and his concerts are wild.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, would people be so hyped to be like, "Yeah, jump in here, we'll mm-hmm. fucking catch your big ass"?
Well, that's crazy. I feel like when I went to the Action Bronson show, I feel
it.
Like he jumped.
They're not. They're gonna be scared as fuck.
I feel like he jumped into the crowd at the Novo, and they.
When he was a big dude, because
mm-hmm.
he's smaller now. But
at the Novo, he nose dove.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's weird how, because I didn't know. I honestly thought it was the same as how big as he was. But when he jumped, like that fool disappeared.
Yeah, no,
he didn't even float.
Are we body
they didn't catch him. No.
What happened? He say
he was dressed like a turtle.
More like a tortoise. Yo, big bitch.
More like a King Koopa.
Yeah.
Peaches.
Thank you, Mike. Song of the summer.
Song of the summer. Remixing. But yeah, Sam Smith.
That's wild, though.
So the whole topic was Sam Smith is fat?
Yeah, no, that, yeah. That's,
that like, was, like, pretty much, right?
Pretty much, pretty much.
Slow news week, pretty much.
I shouldn't have called him a sis.
No, he performed, yeah, I think you're using it wrong. Yeah. But I think he performed, is it the Grammys or something? He was performing that that demonic song that people
yeah.
sing.
Yeah, oh, I hated that.
Unholy or whatever.
I didn't watch it,
but he was wearing, like...
I hate demonicisms.
He was, I think he was wearing, like, a whole, like, leather outfit. Yeah, that shit did not look good.
He tried to do the white version of whatever Lil Xanax did.
He looked like
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, there you go.
Lil Xanax. Lil Xan went to the hospital for hot Cheetos.
Well, speaking of that, he actually looked like a little red M&M in that fucking latex outfit he had on.
Are you honking off?
So man. Take that, fatty.
Keep it up. He gonna put the demonic powers on you. Have you eaten?
Yo, tubby bitch.
You gonna have a tub of them fucking Sour Patch Kids.
The funniest part is that he was at a Vanilla Ice show.
That's what's crazy, right? Yeah.
And Vanilla Ice is singing "Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go." And he's not even Ice Ice Baby.
And he's in the back eating Pizza Hut.
Vanilla Ice is fat too.
And donut nom noms.
Vanilla Ice's character in that movie where Andy Samberg plays Adam Sandler's son.
Forget the name of that movie.
Vanilla Ice is just nuts.
Yeah.
You ever seen that shit?
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah. That's it was a pretty cool movie.
Yeah.
But
speaking of sons.
Yeah.
Unless you had something to add here.
No.
I just read that Coi Leray would deny an Eminem feature unless it's approved by her father. So that shit is funny to me.
Like, it is. Not now, didn't that, they did that?
Not I'm not sure, but for context, Rich, Benzino and Eminem had beef in the 90s
when he owned the Source,
yes,
or co-owned or whatever. Mm-hmm. Him and Dave, Dave Mays, Dave something, Dave.
Nail in the Coffin. That is one of my favorite diss tracks ever.
That's crazy how like you gotta be so filled with so much power, like you're head of a big magazine, and just think to yourself, maybe I should rap.
Like, is Nail in the Coffin the one where Timbaland says and tell him I can suck my dick?
That's Jay-Z.
That's Hail Mary, I think.
No,
is it Nail in the Coffin?
It's on Eminem's show, but it's a diss.
Is
that he
it
has
Do Re Mi?
And he's talking about JD, I think.
I thought it was on a Dre album or whatever.
Weren't they dissing Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, they were. But I thought it was
No, Dre has three albums probably.
Maybe it's not either on Encore or Eminem Show, but whatever.
No, Timbaland goes, tell him I said suck my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think
it's banger.
No, it's not Nail in the Coffin. It's a song with Exhibit.
Yeah, because I used to
Exhibit.
What's up, Detroit?
Yeah. No, but Nail in the Coffin is just Eminem dissing Benzino, and it's one of the best diss tracks ever. And I wanted to ask you guys if you remember another diss track, exclude Hail Mary, okay, because Hail Mary is probably up there in the. It's probably let's do a Mount Rushmore of diss tracks. Hail Mary's up there.
Hail Mary.
Yeah. Hail Mary, hit him up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was getting lost.
I'm getting confused because Eminem did Hail Mary over and he's dissing Ja Rule.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's, I'm not sure if that's where it's on, but.
Jeffrey Atkins.
Yeah. It isn't on, I just read it's on an Eminem B-side song where Dr. Dre was talking about JD.
Yeah. Would I Smell Pussy be up there? Because.
I Smell Pussy.
That's like a blatantly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and very directly calling out all of Murder, Inc., Irv Gotti, Ja.
Is that you, Ja?
Is that Jay's? Was that, what was that?
That was 50.
That's 50 Cent. Okay.
Like, 50 on that whole Get Rich or Die Tryin' album. One, it's a classic. Mm-hmm. Two, like, he just said whatever the fuck he wanted.
Mm-hmm. I love.
And this Ja like four times.
I love Checkmate. Jadakiss, Checkmate. I don't know if you ever heard that, but that's. You say you a gangster, but you live in Connecticut, and it's a diss to 50 Cent. And he actually is going at 50, like, bong, 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 bong.
He has another diss where he's dissing Beanie Siegel.
Mm.
Some he calls him a Beanie Mac.
Yeah.
I think he said he'll eat him up. Yeah.
My favorite, it's not even on the top. It's just funny to me when Cannabis told LL Cool J that you ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me.
Yeah. Like, do pray
cause
tell.
Back then, it wasn't like really thought of like that. No, nobody really. Like, you would hear it, and you'd be like, damn, that nigga Cannabis killed.
Nah, we just started eating ass in 2010s.
So we don't even have to talk about Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Takeover, and we got Ether, right?
Yeah.
Those are ugly, too. Throw that in there. Talks about coming on condoms and seats and
that's,
shit.
That's got to be, like, up there. But, I mean, he's already up there with Takeover. I would take Takeover over Ugly all day.
If we're doing that.
So, I mean, the fourth, I would say Nail in the Coffin is really, really lyrical.
I don't think I've heard Nail in the Coffin.
It's so good. I don't know if it's on Apple Music or not.
So good.
Yeah.
Only ones I've ever heard is Takeover, Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah.
What was the biggie one? Hushacha, right?
What about Common's diss
to Drake? Hushacha is in the...
It's more generic, right?
Yeah, it's more generic. It's not really towards somebody, pop or anything like that. There's I Shotcha with like LL. Who else is on I Shotcha? Is Cannabis? No, not Cannabis, because he'd have the beef with LL.
Yeah.
But I Shotcha, Fat Joe's on that, and that's directed at Pac.
Wasn't Hit 'Em High? Didn't Common rap towards Lil Jon or something?
Damn, that's a weird beef. Common and Lil Jon.
I think
Lil Jon heard that. He was like, what? Yeah.
You gonna write a diss back?
Because didn't he also later on
how's go it sound? Drake? Okay.
Nah, don't release it.
Keep that one.
Now, I remember the Common diss to Drake, and he's like, he said, What's that ginger ale? He had the ginger ale line.
You Canada dry.
But he said it like he really thought he was saying something to you Canada dry.
I played that shit for like a week or two.
That was when Drake responded and said that he wasn't with me shooting in the gym, right?
Yeah.
Was that song?
Yeah, it's funny even with the gods getting acting like the broads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about his
historian?
What about Drake had a few disses? The one to Meek.
Yeah.
Back to back. Back to back, yeah, of yeah.
Big, not charged up. Although charged up. I'm charged up. Then Meek came back with the Undertaker beat.
Yeah.
Got sued by Undertaker.
Yo, Meek thought he was doing something.
I bet you were hype when you heard the thung.
Yo, when you're on the ropes like that, like that's hilarious. When you're
I didn't like the song that much. Lately, because all right, so there's this song on the Killer Mike album called Down by Law. And it's sampling
a
Curtis Mayfield song. But I love this song so much because there's this Jay-Z diss to Cameron and Jim Jones from like 2007 that a lot of people don't know. Do you guys know who True Life was?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's on the intro of a True Life mixtape. Jay-Z raps, but he's just like having fun. But the whole time he's just like talking for like 3 minutes. Talking shit about Jim Jones and Cameron. Yeah, and I love that shit. So
that's in yours?
I love it, but I mean, I wouldn't say that.
There
you go. That's another one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they have 50 Cent. Oh, you know what? 300 Bars and Running.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Game had a few.
Game had a few.
G Unot albums. Yeah.
So was there any good versus when it was Jay-Z versus Cameron? Because I remember like there was Cameron talking about like he on the beach wearing jeans and Chuck Clayton's.
Yeah.
But was there ever really good songs between them?
I don't think Cam had like great songs, but they were just funny to listen
ever.
To. Nah, come on, son.
You suck it or not.
Now that what was that song where Jeans and Chocolate? I think it was that same album.
Cause he was just saying it at the end, Haze. I think.
Huh?
Purple Haze.
Nah, that's not Purple Haze.
Hero, he on the beach wearing jeans and chocolates.
I bet it is.
I bet you not.
Suck It or Not.
Suck It or Not is the album after. It's what's the movie called? He had a movie called Killer Season. It's on Killer Season.
Okay.
What was I gonna say next?
Okay.
Fuck. Jim Jones gets on the Jay-Z gets on Jim Jones Ballin'.
I'm sorry, it's a song called You Gotta Love It.
You Gotta Love It.
Yeah.
Jim Jones, so Jay-Z gets on Jim Jones Ballin', and then Jim Jones makes another verse mm-hmm. on that, and he responds to Jay-Z and puts it out as the Ballin' remix with Jay-Z. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. So that's also and we gotta put up what's another fuck, I just had it in my head, completely went off, and it's a big one. Oh, Pusha T, Story of Adnan. That was a great one.
So when that happened, it just seemed, looking at the like the total consensus, that mm-hmm. Pusha T went so hard that it was like, damn, you ain't have to do him like
you
that.
Went too hard.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, but it's like the
I didn't think it was that way. I thought it was hip hop. That's all I thought it was.
Do you remember how Drake killed Meek for a while? Drake?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was he killed him. But see, what it was back and forth though.
I don't think that the reason that Drake is Drake still. He never got killed.
Drake.
Yeah, he didn't get killed he got killed lyrically on that song, but okay. Everybody was like, all right, what's Drake going to do? He didn't do nothing, and Drake put out another album.
Because it was different arenas, I think.
Yeah.
Because people when that knows Pusha T's caliber, they were like, Drake's done. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way. Like, he has to have a whole bunch of ghostwriters to get back.
Yeah.
And I think, did he get back? He tried, did he?
I don't know.
Because it was too harsh, right?
Maybe some lines here or there in his new album. Yeah,
but no, it was one of those things where Drake was like, his people probably told him, like, nah, this is Pusha T's a bad guy.
Yeah, but
Drake, he's going to fuck you up.
Drake is the number one artist, or number two maybe, behind Bad Bunny and Taylor Swift or something like
that. Remember when Joe Budden put out 3 Drake disses? Yeah,
3.
Yeah, I remember.
For
I
no reason, and nobody gave a fuck? Yeah. Nah. What an idiot.
And he corrects people too. It was 3.
Yeah.
It was 3 of them.
I wouldn't claim any of them.
Yeah, but he when
they were good technically, I guess.
I didn't know that he was on Adderall. Clip it. Or allegedly he was on Adderall when he was
why he wrote so many songs?
No. When he heard, well, probably, but so also
focused.
When he heard some song that Drake did, he was like, he's talking about me there.
Yeah.
He's also talking about me there.
Yeah.
Stop right there. He's talking about me.
That's so egotistical. No, that was No Stylist or some shit. Like, No Shopping.
Yeah.
It was like pump. No,
that was for sure. But he said before that, he's like, Drake's been dissing me for a long time. Yeah, that was
You know, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just like, it was unnecessary.
Doll in the bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but
staying on hip hop, you said Andre 3000 is coming out with an album.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna get to, but yeah, let's just go there because we there now. So
that sentence was, you said like the same thing maybe 2 to 3 times.
Yeah. So basically, Killer Mike spilled the beans.
Yeah.
Because he was being interviewed, and he has a verse on his album
Sway in the Morning.
Which, by the way, just to kind of backtrack a little bit, Killer Mike's album. Really good.
The newest one, right?
Peep this, man. That's my peep this.
I haven't heard it.
Love
I'm
that. It's good, but is it bad to say it might be too black for me?
No.
Lyrically?
There are songs on there that are, but it's not To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
It's a little, it.
To quote Mike.
My favorite song on there.
Blackness.
My favorite song on there is Down by Law.
It's a good song.
But like, every lyric, it ends with the N bomb, and it's
so you
like,
rap that shit like crazy.
Yeah,
huh?
You know what I'm saying. Like, I take my shirt off.
So are you saying that you're at that age, or maybe just your ears are at that time where? Is it because you can't bump it loud?
I bump it. Okay. I bump it proudly.
So what's the issue?
That I would love to rap to it.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like I got to rap to it and they go mm-mm. You know,
even by yourself.
No, you don't.
I'm not gonna ask you that. I'm good.
No, you don't.
Because by yourself.
Nah. You.
I've heard him say that.
Okay.
If anybody said that,
people need to stop lying. You never censor yourself when you're by yourself. No one censors themselves when they're by themselves.
I hate people. The fuck out of here. No disrespect to you, but I hate people that say that. I really do, because it's like I've had people in my Ubers.
And I'll explain to you right now.
No, for sure. But just one last thing. I've had people in my Ubers, mm-hmm. white people, mm-hmm. and I've been bumping some shit. And they have a certain octave, but when uh-huh. it gets to that nigga, it's just like, you know, they said it, but it just went yeah. down a bit, and they just keep going. It's like, bro, I'm not here. Yeah. We've been doing this for years, so I get it.
I used to say it all the time. I remember,
and you actually do say that.
I have raps that are out, and I have songs,
videos.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Artwork.
Yeah. So
in the videos.
Yeah, I got all that, and it's just like now.
And here it is.
And it's just like now. I just don't, just because, I mean, for what?
I get it. No, it has come to that point. I think it, and I do believe it's with age.
However, what I was gonna say is sometimes
your blackness.
No, sometimes I refer to myself, like I'll be in this. Drop the whole fucking plate of food.
Oh, okay, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, in my head to myself.
All right, this nigga over taking the shit in my bathroom again. Yeah, I get it.
No,
I'm playing. I'm
about
playing.
Me.
I know. Like, I know.
Gary, like, you smell that?
Like, it's in my fucking.
I call myself that because it's just like it's
embedded.
It's in embedded. My head already. Yeah, that's how I grew up.
But you're cognizant enough to not be ignorant about the word.
Your cog what?
Your cock isn't enough.
I'm trying to be better.
Your cock isn't enough.
Yeah, I'm trying to be better, man.
Your cock isn't enough.
Hey, man, look at you. Coming out.
I heard him. I heard him.
Again.
Three stacks.
I'm sorry.
Which in
did he say when, or he just saying he's working?
Nah, he's working. He's supposed to go and listen to it. But did you notice what I said in quotes? Three.
Oh yeah, because of AO3. Yeah. When I first saw it, I was like, three. I thought you were talking about Chance the Rapper at first. Yeah. I'm like, oh yo, AO3. I get it.
Yeah.
Shout out to B. AO3.
Yeah.
Dummy, you don't know.
He's like, you can't use that.
You dummy. You don't
That's
know.
Our word.
And you're gonna see this, Brian, because I know you watch this stuff. You dummy. That's my new thing. He's calling people dummy.
Dummy.
That's pretty hurtful too. And like at the right time.
Yeah, you had the Y to the end of it. Shit hurts. Yo, you dummy.
Yeah, because dumb isn't as bad, but calling somebody dummy at the right time is like, Doug, did you just say that in front of all these people? Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping it's his first solo album. I mean, you can count The Love Below as a solo album, but
you
like
you could.
It's not really. I mean, it's a packaged Outkast.
Yeah.
Album. I hope that you.
No, but I get why you would want to. I get why you would want to, but it's not.
I wanna. Not and Three Stacks. Raps on the Killer Mike album is awesome.
But is Three Stacks hitting us with the Detox? We'll where like we've been waiting for Detox forever.
No, we got Compton.
Yeah. We were supposed to get Compton, Detox, and like an album of Planets.
Mm-hmm. You done?
Yeah, dog. Every pod, he finds one song. He's like, let me hit like two more lines.
Oh, he's been going for like 5 minutes already.
I did the whole song. Baby. I'm at the end already.
To the movie.
There you go. Yeah. Now you feel me. Baby. I'm glad you joined in.
I had to, dog.
Yeah, I had no choice.
What's your favorite Three Stacks song? That one off of?
My favorite verse is the verse off of Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Yeah. Softly, as if I play piano in the dark. Find a way to channel my anger and I do it all.
Yeah.
I would say verses. Ah, man. I always like the International Player then.
Oh yeah, that's.
I always like that verse.
Oh, how it starts
because
oh,
I don't beautiful. I don't feel like I've heard all the other verses and felt that same feeling.
Because doesn't it go into
It goes into Pimp C's.
Pimp C, yes.
Pimp C's. The way he comes in is
it's awesome. But like
the whole intro is dope.
You got to go through three stacks Andre. Yeah. Like
yeah.
Mm.
It's a feeling you get. Mm-hmm. And other verses that Three Stacks has dropped. Well, there's that one on that Canon, the Canon song.
Canon.
You know,
Canon.
You know, he has like that, was it Wayne's album where the same beat kept playing, mm-hmm. but different rappers were going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Three Stacks had a.
Yeah, Wayne. He had Three Stacks
on there.
He had Kendrick do one, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. It was on a Wayne album, right?
I think it was.
The outro or
something? All right, Mr. Thanksgiving for the money this time. That was T.I. Mm-hmm. I forget.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess you know, but 3,000 on that, on those, on that beat, it's memorable too, but I don't know. For me, International Players Anthem, that verse is memorable. As far as an Andre 3000 song, favorite? Ah, that's a tough one, man.
Nah, man, it don't have to be a favorite. That could be, it just...
No, but I like this verse. I like this idea because I do like 3000 a lot.
To stimulate and activate the left and right brain.
That's a dope verse too, but a song of his that I like, because I think I'm pretty sure it's on the that Love Below one. Mm-hmm. You know what? No, now that I think about it, I think it's Moving Cool. I like Moving Cool.
Okay,
you know that song?
Mm-hmm. You like Idlewild?
Yeah, a lot of those songs were dope, but Moving Cool has always been my favorite of his.
I think I love like Rosa Parks. I love like the Stankonia album.
Yeah, no,
is my shit.
100%.
Bombs Over Baghdad. I love.
Yo, Bombs Over Baghdad is probably my second favorite after.
He's just so hype on there.
Oh, dude.
Unless you've been burned. Bombs
Over Baghdad. Man, every time I, because sometimes I'll just show for my favorites, and once that drops, I'm like headphones on because I don't want nobody to enjoy this, like because I want it loud.
You know what? Who I remember like. It's him dressing like never had a shirt on.
Never.
Always had like just like the weirdest pants.
Yeah.
The like
he remind he like
the bottom of like a mascot costume.
Yeah. He almost took up Busta Rhymes. You could say he took up Busta Rhymes' mantle because Busta Rhymes was crazy. He dressed crazy
in,
like
in the 2000s.
And so like Andre kept that going.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's still fashionable.
Yeah. I read a tweet that said
love that one too.
I read a tweet that said Andre will release is rumored to release an album, and there was a tweet that said y'all gonna hate this when it's just flute sounds.
He knew you walking around with a flute.
Like a Pied Piper.
Killer Mike was talking about a fucking flute album but didn't specify. I'm about to go listen to that shit right now. Y'all ain't ready for this. You're really not ready for a flute album, bro.
Oh, can we play Gasoline Dreams?
I heard an interview with Killer Mike, and he said that Andre heard he played the record for Andre.
You can't stop the train. Who wants up, don't come unprepared. I'll leave there, but when I leave there, better be out of rain. Brother man, tell him that it'll rain. So now we nah, nah, rock nah, out, nah, nah. In the silk suit, try not to sweat.
Yo, I hate when he does that, bro. Every time he's so good to get it, bro. Yo, but
that verse is so hard, man.
No, it is.
How's he so good?
Yeah, no, he's great.
I take it back, man. It might be Bombs Over Baghdad. That might be his.
Even Eminem says, even there's a quote where Eminem is said to. He's like listening to Andre and he gets angry. Like, how do you get in that pocket? Like, how the fuck? Who thinks
it's
of that?
It's a very pocket? Energetic, yeah. Very like high octane pocket.
Yeah, like he said he takes his headphones off and is like, what the fuck? What? How? What?
When I used to like be, because the way I'm getting old, this whole shit won't let me rap like I used to, but I used to be able to try to remember and I would always never be able to like, just get in that pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, he probably could because he raps pretty fast. But, like, that pocket is just a special pocket. Mm-hmm. Even, like, if you try to rap like Twista.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit right there, there's a rhythm to it. It's not just rapping fast. Yeah. There's, like, oh, man, it's a good one. That and when I think it was Hell Yeah Fucking Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't fast, but Drake was in the pocket where, like, I don't know if he did one take.
Mm-hmm.
But try to rap that whole part, with like, in one breath.
Yeah.
Fucking hard.
It's hard.
That his verse, Drake's verse, at least.
Yeah.
What do you keep in your special pocket?
My special pockets. Remember,
hot pockets. I'm fat.
Let's do a peep this, and we'll get out of here.
You do hot pockets?
He's tired of us.
Yeah, no, I'm not tired. You know,
I'm kidding.
Since you're the guy with the most hair, I'll let you start.
All right. Well, like I said, peep this was gonna be.
Hit me with your best shot.
Ooh, that's
fire
my jam.
Away.
Hey, did I ever tell you the story of when I was going to interview and what I was playing?
No, tell me.
And that just reminded me, I was playing the Karate Kid song. Like, what's the song called? You're the best around. So I was blasting that on the big speakers, like, just right getting before. Hype. Just right before.
Breaking boards.
They called me, like, because it was an interview, like a Zoom interview.
And you're hyping yourself up.
I was hyping myself up. Yeah. With Karate Kids. You're the best around. Yeah. So that you say singing Pat Benatar just fucking reminded me of that.
I always sing Pat Benatar.
Yeah. Well, my peep this week.
Because Pat Benatar.
Killer Mike's Michael. I love that shit. That's what the album is called, Michael.
It's also your name.
Hmm. I heard you the first time.
Shout out to Ma'am.
Shout out to my boy. Do you like it?
My boy Ma'am.
Might want to check it out. Yeah. It's my peep this.
Andre's verse on there is crazy.
Might be a household name.
No, he's got some great features on there. Ty Dolla $ign's got like two features on there. CeeLo Green. Who else is on there? Everybody.
Mozzie.
Mozzie's is okay. And that song is all right. But I like the Mozzie feature, but I that song like
Mozzie
is all
right. Messed up the track for me a little bit.
Yeah, you did? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I don't want nobody to know that, but I feel like Mozzie kind of fucked the slider for me.
Then I got The Idol. I love that show right now.
Really? So hypersexual.
You're one of the very few.
Yeah? Nobody else likes that shit? No, I love that shit.
That came to it.
Hello, Angel.
I've been using that shit all week.
All the time, dog. Hello, I'm on a rat tail.
Yo, Hello, Angel. The best part about that is old ball and chain caught me practicing in the mirror just like him. I was in the bathroom like, Hello, Angel.
Hello, Angel. Of course, I started Succession, so...
Barely. First season?
I'm on, like, episode 5.
Son of a...
Maybe
hey,
6.
You don't sound too happy about it.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Is Kieran Culkin not way better than Macaulay?
So...
I love him so much.
What the funny shit is, I watched this Hollywood Reporter, I think it is, the Hollywood Reporter interview.
Yeah.
Him, Idris, not Idris Elba, Idris, Dansome Idris, Pedro Pascal.
I think I saw a little bit of that one.
Yeah, I like that. They have a whole round table. Yeah. Like five of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that shit was awesome. And he's just so different than what his character in the show is.
Which sucks because I was telling them that he seems so natural in that role that I almost think that that's just got to be how he is in regular everyday life.
Yeah.
Because he just plays a natural dickhead so well.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that didn't know he was in Home Alone 2?
I didn't know until he did an interview on Jimmy Kimmel and said he was.
Yeah, he's a little brother of the peas in the bed, right?
Yeah.
And that's the one that Kevin doesn't want to sleep next to him because he went to
bed. Wow, yeah.
He throws up or something or eats too much pizza or something. Uh-huh. Didn't they call him Barf?
Something like that.
I think so.
And now that you say it. And that's his...
He looks just like him.
That was his movie debut.
Kevin, you're what the French call Les Incompetents. I love that movie.
I got Primo by Shea Serrano.
Woof. Remember that shit?
I used to religiously, because I only had so many movies. I used to religiously watch that movie. I'm sorry. Continue talking. We're sorry, Gary.
Okay, so Shea Serrano what?
It's called Primo on Amazon Prime. Or it's just called Prime.
I've been meaning to watch it. Is it any good?
Yeah, it's good. It's funny. It's a funny show. It's a sitcom. So you just expect a sitcom.
What's better, Primo or what was the other one on Hulu? Something Fool.
Oh, This Fool is fucking awesome.
This Fool.
I love This Fool.
This Fool.
Go watch This Fool. That's my cool. fucking show.
I forced myself to watch it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It had some funny parts.
I think you're just, what is it called?
I think your headphones are just a little.
I think you got a couple of screws loose. No, I think you just retard.
Can we say that?
When you just hate something.
I did. You're a
cynical?
No, not cynical. That's not cynical.
Yeah, you cynical.
You just be hate watching
I am
shit.
Cynical, but.
Cystical?
Wait, you're Cisco?
You cisgender.
I think we used it correctly.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Canceled. Are you still?
Blackness! Do you guys remember where I got that from, by the way?
What?
Blackness? It was from that new the newest Little Brother song.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was wondering why you never got it, because it was one of his newest songs.
But tell me where you got DuckTales, oh woo!
Fuck you, man.
You gonna tell me? Okay. So continue. This fool's also your peep.
Yeah, no, because I love this fool. But Primo is just like, it's kind of like this fool, but not made for Hulu. You know what I'm saying? They're not cursing. They're
gay.
Yeah, but it's still funny. Then I got the Flaming Hot movie. I literally could have cried. It was so powerful. And I know
really, because the crazy advertisement for it makes it look like a comedy.
Yeah, like a corny family movie, and I really didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, it makes it look very jokey.
It is so good. It's one of those movies where I've been wanting to watch it, and I put it on, and I have a wife who's a cynic, and
are you married?
Yeah,
she's a cynic.
Yeah, what are you married? And so she, I'll put on movies, and then she gets into it. Because they're good movies, and this was one of them. So was Tetris, but this movie is so good. Watch it on Hulu. Watch it on Disney Plus.
You know what's the worst? When you're showing your girl a movie that you've seen, but she might not have seen.
Yeah.
And then like the whole time you're like trying to watch it, she's like trying to guess what's gonna happen, and then ask you, just watch the movie. I'm not gonna spoil it for you.
It's kind of like, let me talk.
What's up, man?
I'm kidding. This had to do with what I was saying.
You're dying.
So, and my last peep this is a podcast called The Blog Era by
It's the Real.
It's the Real, man. That shit is so good. So, yeah. And they just go, it's 10 episodes. It's a very produced podcast. It's
sponsored by Anchor.
Nah. Okay. Pharrell Williams actually executive produced this podcast. So it's
Mr. Louis good. Himself.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good. Go listen to it, The Blog Era.
You gotta peep this, Freaky?
Oh damn, I mean Mike don't gotta peep this.
I do. I'll just
look who came unprepared as fuck.
Oh, going like this.
I don't know how we're going. L-shaped. I just this piece of shit going, he's talking shit.
L-shaped. I got a
retard.
I gotta peep this for a couple albums here. This one sounded very Prince-y to me, so it might only be me who really likes it, but it was pretty cool. It sounded like maybe 80s R&B type music, but it came out like a couple months ago. Okay. By a dude named Q, and it's called Soul Present.
I just downloaded his song. I don't know if it's a single, but I downloaded one of his songs.
Good stuff.
It's good. What's a sample? It has a well-known sample. It's so good. I can't remember what it is, but I just heard it the other day. Was it The Message or some shit like that?
Is it this one? Because this is my shit right here.
I'll tell you what it is. It might be.
You're my stereo driver. Anyways.
Take Me Where Your Heart Is.
Oh, maybe. That shit right here.
Watch this, Mike. You're going to love this. I didn't know he had a whole album. But I'ma definitely go ahead and listen.
Peep that.
You hear that, Mike? But you just wanna shake it. This is Princey, but it's not that Princey. It's like 80s. What's that movie from the 80s? With Topher Grace? That's what this reminds me of.
So yeah.
Fuck, you didn't even play the good part. It's okay. What else you got?
That's it right there. So that's Q. I like him. He's tight. Snake Hips. It might be a little poppy, but I don't know. I've been listening to it, and it is tight. They're a production team from like the UK or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then another album by Chase Shakur called It'll Be Fine. Came out last year. I think he just put out another album this last week. And I was going to say Killer Mike, but Gary took it, so I'm not going to say Killer Mike. TV shows, watch Animal Kingdom. I just finished watching that. I think the last season ended like last year, but it's called Animal Kingdom. If you got a Amazon Prime, it's about like this family of like surfer dudes and their mom, and they like just do like jobs where they rob people and shit, mm-hmm. and it's really good. And it made me cry. Saw it to the end. That last episode. Ooh. Is it? Do you ever cry when you watch shows or movies?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
I cried during Flaming Hots, man.
Why? Because you got Cheeto dust in your eye?
Like I said.
Eating Flaming Hots while watching Flaming Hots is nuts.
No, I wanted to do
meta
that.
Meta as fuck.
You have to do it. But at the same time, I didn't do it because I wanted my stomach to be okay the next day.
Get the
stomach trash.
Mm-hmm. If you don't watch Mayans, watch my. I like Mayans.
I like Mayans. I was about to fucking.
This season's not great.
You don't like
so
it
so far. I don't know.
It wasn't what I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be more of a easy being a badass. Cause I thought it was gonna be like this. I thought he turned evil at the end of last season. I was like, oh, he's gonna be a badass. But nah, he just seems still like.
Really I was surprised for last season.
Last episode was good.
And
though.
This season is it's been pretty mid for me.
Shout out to what's his face's daughter.
Coco.
Yeah,
the villain is pretty good.
Coco's daughter, what's her name in real life?
And she's with Easy's daughter in real, Easy's brother in real life.
Whoever she's with.
What's his name? What's Easy's brother in the show?
Oh, in the show? Angel.
Angel.
Angel. Yeah. Angel.
Hello, Angel.
Hello, Angel.
Hello, Angel.
Yeah, as you can tell, we've both been practicing. Check out Idol if you want to see the Weeknd finger Johnny Depp's daughter in the stairwell. It's kind of tight. Also,
it's kind of tight.
Also, if you want to see her chichis or a nut on her face, that's probably not nut.
The last episode was nuts. They have sex at Givenchy or something like that.
Yummer! Check out the Idol
store.
Watch Barry.
That's what they do. Fucking every episode. All right,
yo, fuck Barry. Yo, last season of Barry was trash.
It was pretty mad.
I'm not all caught up. I'm not all caught up. All
right. My bad.
Whatever.
Good, with the last season.
Good call.
But just in case, I gotta let that be known.
Nah, let me fucking.
Mike, what you
ruin
got?
This for him.
I don't have music. I've been off music for a while. Uh-huh. I've just been listening to pods. I do, however, have
the blog era.
He's been watching submarine. Info videos.
I've been instead of keeping my eye on that shit.
Keep my eye on the Titanic.
Yes, sir. So I have a show, which I think you should go on the journey. But I will say that I was disappointed with the finale.
Uh oh,
you didn't like.
Tell me.
Class of 09.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
it's about eight episodes. Yeah, it's eight episodes. The first seven are worthy television. Unfortunately. I don't know if it was because it was only eight episodes. They really dropped the ball with the second half of the finale for me. But I still say watch it for like just the journey purpose.
A lot of good actors in that show.
A lot of good actors. A lot of if you worry about AI, if you're wondering what happens in the future with AI, definitely watch that show.
Mm.
And then, of course, The Bear comes out today.
The Bears.
Hell yeah.
And you don't even have to wait. That shit has all 10 episodes out. So
The Bears.
I will be on that
the
right
sweet.
Now.
The sweet.
I'm actually out of shows, so I'm glad The Bear came out.
Shout out to Black Mirror Season 6.
Secret Invasion. Oh, I saw all those episodes. They're pretty good.
Mm. Any gay ones?
I've never seen a Black Mirror ever.
What?
Really? You should. They're pretty good episodes.
Pretty good.
I mean, it's about technology. And it's... This season isn't a lot about technology.
More
it
about has, cisgender males.
It's a lot about cisgender. But it's a pretty good season.
Okay.
Return of the it. Cis is the name of this episode.
That's all I really got. I mean, if it, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
If you want it.
Because your merch is turning me on. And
spelled like.
And your pants are mighty fitted, Gary.
Yeah. And I'm with it if you. Yeah.
Yo,
he said.
Are you here, Gary?
Let me save him.
Yeah, let's get us out of here, buddy.
Somebody save me.
Talking about that Jelly Roll song?
No.
Listen to that Jelly Roll song. It should make me cry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, save me?
Was it Smallville?
Somebody save me.
That's Smallville, right?
Yeah.
Yo, this has been off the rails.
I'm just like this.
You know who I am.
With
I'm
an
Rich.
S on my chest.
I've been all up in this bitch. Father to my left.
Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building.
Father to my right.
Big Mike on the phone. Mike.
The cameraman is a nasty man. We out.
Why you always gotta make Gary edit, man?
Nah, I leave that shit in.
It's fun. is fun now. I don't know.